and rarely for me. I'm not entirely certain how to address my next guest, Sir John Sawyers, also known as C. What can I call you, Sir John?
Well, Chief of MI6, the Secret Intelligence Service, and it's very great to be here today in Thamesford for this lovely occasion.
It is a lovely occasion. I'm just thinking that barely a matter of a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have been talking to me. We wouldn't even have known you existed. How times have changed.
Well, things have changed, but some things don't change. And one thing that we're remembering here today is the extraordinary bravery of young women and men who were flown behind enemy lines to disrupt the Nazi occupation during the Second World War. And there were many brave men and women of the Special Operations Executive and also agents of the Secret Intelligence Service, MI6, who flew into occupied Europe to gain intelligence to help the Allied effort. It was a remarkable achievement which helped to help change the war.
I'm going to steal your word now, because we were just chatting during the news there. Resourcefulness, that's the word that comes to mind when hearing all of these stories.
It is, and you recall people like Violet Jabot, whose daughter was here today. Extraordinary how a young woman aged 21 was flown behind the enemy lines, was executed eventually by the Nazis at 23. How she managed to survive for 2 years, operating in the way that she did, just quite a remarkable story. And of course, there are many men and women now in the Secret Intelligence Service who also operate abroad in difficult places, in secrecy, and looking after the interests and the security of our country. It's not as same as it was during wartime, but it's still a remarkable work that the modern MI6 does as well.
I spoke to Tanya Zaba earlier on, and I'll be playing the interview shortly, just a truly remarkable lady. And she hinted at the fact that beyond all of her mother's bravery and resourcefulness and courage, she was also having a huge amount of fun, and she found it very exciting. So the child in me has to ask you, Sir John, is it fun being part of the Secret Service?
Well, there are lots of responsibilities, but actually when you're running operations, when you're disrupting a terrorist plot against this country, or you're preventing a foreign power acquiring the elements for a nuclear weapon, for example, it is quite fun to organise these operations, but it's also tremendously rewarding. And people do this in the knowledge that they are working on behalf of this country and our wider interests. And that's the motivation for people.
This is a final thought. I know that you don't do this to be recognised, to be appreciated. However, on a day like this, it must feel good for you to see a village like this out in force to recognise the work that that your predecessors and that you as an organisation still do to this day.
It does. We have tremendous support from the ordinary people up and down this nation. I think people recognise that in the modern world, as well as in wartime, you need people who can operate below the radar, who can work secretly and loyally for this country. You can't splash all this in front of the newspapers. You have to be able to respect the secrecy with which these operations are conducted and admire the men and women who carry them out.
Sir John Sawyers, we are very grateful that you came over to talk to us. So I'll leave you go and continue the celebrations. Are you going off for a pint?
I'm not sure, but I'll probably have a quick bite to eat in the village. You can't come to a village like Thamesford and not enjoy the local pub.
This is very true. And off he goes into the Wheat Sheaf pub. That is Sir John Sawyers, also known as C, who is the head of MI6. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio.